snap a little bit low. Allen with a very high kick and hangs up, not quite as deep. Welker can't field it, hits at the 20, and hits a Bronco, and New England has it. Are you kidding me? The ball bounced. Nate Ebner recovers it. I think it bounced up, may have hit Tony Carter. 47 yards on the punt, and the Patriots have the football inside the Denver 15. Snap is good, kick on the way, and the Patriots have won it. So New England down 24-0 at halftime rallies, and in overtime they have beaten the Broncos 34-31.
And that's how it sounded early Monday morning as the game took more than four quarters, went into overtime. Broncos eventually losing to New England, flying home, getting home late, get a little bit of sleep. Everyone's kind of caught back up and has their energy, I think, back now here at Dove Valley on Tuesday with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall, Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank. Flexburg's Jack Del Rio said on Monday, 24-hour rule. He's putting that into effect, invoking that with players. I understand that. I understand why they got to get ready for Kansas City in a short week. We leave on Friday. But for you, John, how tough was it to watch how that game unfolded, especially considering the fact Broncos are up 24, been on the other end of that a little more than a year ago, but to be on this end at their place, considering the circumstances, must have been difficult to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it was disappointing, obviously. I think that when you look it back and you go back and look at the game, and we played really well the first half as a tale of two halves, especially, well, actually the first half was good, third quarter was bad, fourth quarter and overtime were actually pretty good. And so, we just had a real bad fourth quarter. You can't turn the ball over, especially when you're up. You can't turn it over at any time, especially when you're up. And so, a disappointing loss, there's no question. But I think that's something we got to put behind us, move on, learn from it, and go from there. We got a big one coming up against, with Kansas City this week. We're still a game ahead of New England. And so that's why the focus has got to be on Kansas City this week, knowing that, we're battling for the division. We got to go in there and play well.
What can you learn when you're kind of punched in the gut like that? I mean, everybody was just really, as you said, disappointed in the locker room afterwards. It just, everyone just couldn't believe how it shook out. When you are hit like that, what can you learn?
Well, I mean, it's a 60-minute game, and I think there's no lead that's ever safe, especially when you're on the road, especially when you're playing a guy like Tom Brady in their backyard, that they've shown that they could do that before. I think they were behind San Francisco on a Monday night, where they were way behind at one point in time. So, you just know that you got to finish games in this league. We didn't finish that game. We turned the football over, which gave them short field, allowed us to catch them up. Now, and then when those things are happening offensively, you got to get the momentum back. And we weren't able to do that. We were, even though we ran the ball very well, you got to be able to run the ball and score points at the same time. We didn't do that in that third quarter and really in even the fourth quarter, just scoring one touchdown in the second half. So, we'll learn from it, look at it. But like Jack said, it's something that we'll put behind us. We've got a big game this week. We still control our own destiny. And it's going into Kansas City against a good team that we beat just a week ago. We know we're going to have our hands full there. So the concentration has to move on. We got to learn from and get better and go in and get a win in Kansas City.
Yeah, with the record the Broncos have accrued, you've almost afforded yourself that luxury that you can eat one. Even though you don't want to, you lose, and it's not going to all of a sudden flip things the way you and I discussed last week by beating Kansas City 2 weeks ago, how much that did to the standings. So looking ahead, that loss necessarily not affecting it that much, even though everybody flew home wishing the game had turned out differently. With John Elway, I'm Chris Saul. This is Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank. Flex Perks. We'll be right back.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Back Broncos win.
I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy. I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly. You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there.
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
They run it. Moreno off left guard. Cuts back. He's got a nice run. He's out over the 30-yard line with a first down. Hand off Moreno running left. Noshon's got a big hole. 30, 35. Noshon, two hands over the football. Rolled to the turf in the 43, maybe the 44. Hand off to Noshon right guard. Noshon is to the end zone, and Denver has their second touchdown of the first quarter.
Noshon Moreno finishes the night averaging a little more than 6 yards a pop. Not bad, huh? On the road, I mean, my goodness, committing to the run, John. Noshon goes for more than six. Team averaged almost six, ran for 280. What's Adam Gase saying when you're running the ball like that? What's he trying to say?
Well, I mean, that's what you have to do on the road in those conditions. I mean, that was one of the real positive things that we're able to do, was to be able to run the football, and we hadn't had a lot of success up to this point in time, and then to average over 6 yards a carry was really a great night for us. And so it gives us the ability to say that we can do that, because we're going to run in situations again where we're going to need to run a football. But again, as I said in the first segment, the fact that we can rush for all those yards, but we got to turn them into points. And there's a lot of times, you know, you can have that success on the ground, but it comes down to picking up third downs. Even though we're 9-for-18 on third down, we didn't pick up those crucial ones. And so we got to hopefully can build off this. Noshon has just been getting stronger and stronger each week. He's had a tremendous year. He's just a tough guy that'll stick it up there. Does it in the run game as well as the pass game. So, you know, I'm thrilled for what Noshon is doing, the year he's having. And, you know, he got dinged there a little bit late, and he's day-to-day this week. But, you know, we think he's going to be back. Knowing Noshon, and especially with the big game that we have in Kansas City, that we're hopeful that he'll be back.
Jack Del Rio said he's day-to-day. Moreno, 37 carries. He pops up after each one. He's whoever tackled him, he's saying, hey, good tackle. He's running back to the huddle. He's got this energy, I think, that gets everyone around him going. 37 carries. I mean, that's just a load. Again, Broncos finished the game with 280 yards rushing. As John said, we're calling it a bone bruise there on the foot that Noshon Moreno has. Jack Del Rio said he's day-to-day. We'll see how much he practices. I think we all know how much he'll want to play again this week. You want to do it again. Commit to it on the road. Tough environment. If he cannot go, someone who you looked at, spent a lot of time with, and really liked in the draft, Monte Ball, along with C.J. Anderson, who's getting his chance to dress more and play more. They're going to have to take some more reps if Noshon cannot play. Also, another young player, Sylvester Williams, he may be getting more time here soon with the injury to Kevin Vickerson and him leaving the field with a hip. Two young guys who have had a chance to learn and watch, and they've gotten some reps, but they may need to come in and contribute a whole lot more pretty soon.
Well, I mean, that's going to happen. An NFL season is 16 games long. We're in that portion of the season to where, you know, guys are getting banged up, and you're going to lose guys. And, you know, we're also deep enough into it where these young guys have to step up. And, you know, Sylvester was a first-round pick for us, and he has continued to get better and better and better each week. And so, you know, we think he'll fill in just fine. He's going to get better because he's going to be in there and playing a lot more. So, you know, we think that he'll step in and do a fine job. You know, Monte has stepped in there, and, you know, we've had the one fumble last week, but he's getting more and more comfortable all the time. C.J. Anderson, we'll get him the ball, and then you never know what Ronnie Hillman, with him coming back, if Noshon can't go. We've got three young backs that all are very capable of handling it, and, you know, just if called upon, have to step up, and that's where we are at the season. And, you know, the young guys to get where we want to get, we're going to have young guys step up and play like veterans. And, you know, they've been in this game. They understand what the NFL is about now. Now it's time to step up and step in there and help us win some games.
Yeah, Monte, probably no one else as frustrated or upset with putting the ball on the ground more than he is. He understands you can't do that in those circumstances. All the guys, those turnovers, again, have partially led to Sunday night's loss against the Patriots. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank. Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11-26-13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
We've got to have a 24-hour rule. Sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, but basically you've got about 24 hours to either feel good about something and then put it to rest, or feel bad about something and put it to rest. But our attention has to turn to the next opponent. And that is what we are doing. So that's why I said right now, I started that when I first sat down. You know, we're making the corrections, we're acknowledging, we're owning up to the things that we can do better so that we can learn lessons. We're pointing out the good things, because look, there's some great things going on, okay? And then, boom, we're going forward and full speed ahead in our preparation for the Chiefs.
No time to rest. Thanksgiving Broncos will be back on the field Wednesday, work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, before boarding that afternoon flight to Kansas City on Friday. The game was supposed to be played 11 o'clock Denver time, hence the Friday departure. League flexed it. CBS wants to put it in their primetime spot. So, again, a lot of folks around the country are going to get a chance to see Broncos Chiefs round two. There are some injuries compared to 2 weeks ago. Both sides dealing with a couple of injuries coming out of week 12. But it shifts when you go on the road. Those division games on the road are always hard. And I know you and I talk about Arrowhead quite a bit. But I think that this crowd, that team, knowing they've got a little drought going themselves, they've now lost to San Diego this week. They don't want to lose three in a row.
Yeah, and I mean, they're a good football team, and I think, you know, as you said, going into Arrowhead, it's always a tough place to go in and play. It's very loud, and especially when they have a good football team like they have this year. But I think even more so, you know, both sides are banged up, but, you know, they're going to have their guys step up like we have to have our guys step up. And it's always difficult to, you know, to beat a division foe twice in 1 year. I mean, no matter what happens, and especially with the second one being at their place, it's going to be that much more difficult. So, you know, we're going to have to go in there, put this last week behind us, go in there, and we really can kind of separate ourselves with this win. You know, we're tied with them now, and so if we can get a game ahead of them and haven't beaten them twice, then we're going to have that inside track for the division, but that doesn't by any means guarantee us anything.
Is it helpful or not that the guys down the hall and the players downstairs just saw the Chiefs 2 weeks ago?
It helps, because now you know exactly what we're going against. It's not like we played them 6 weeks ago, so it's still fresh in everybody's memory. And so, you know, I think the hardest thing about it is the adjustments that are going to be made, trying to figure out what the adjustments are made on their side and what we're going to have to do, because obviously they're going to – we were happy with our game plan because we're able to win, and they didn't. So it's always easier for the team that lost to change their game plan and get something new. And so we'll have to figure out what they're going to do and try to anticipate, especially defensively, what they're going to do, because we were able to move the football on them 2 weeks ago. Then, you know, they struggled, you know, this last Sunday against the Chargers, giving up 41 points to the Chargers. And so we'll see what direction, try to anticipate what direction they're going to go.
Yeah, talk about adjustments. It's almost like week 12 was halftime. These two teams are going to see each other again. And again, if you made plans for that game a long time ago when the schedule came up, remember, it is no longer kicking off at 11 o'clock Denver time. It'll be on at 2:25 Denver time. Broncos at Arrowhead to play the Kansas City Chiefs. And as John said, the winner will take a one-game lead of the AFC West. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for listening to the Elway Access podcast on DenverBroncos.com. Pretty much everyone will have this week off, enjoying Thanksgiving with their families. We'll be here making sure you have content all week long. And again on Sunday, enjoy the game.